Welcome to Find Me in a Book. This podcast is meant to be like you're talking to your best friend about romance books. I share my passion with those who love to read, those who don't have time to read, or those that don't like to read, but still want to know and be involved with book conversations. Thank you for being here. Let's get started. Welcome, welcome back. I apologize that this episode is going up a little bit later in the day than usual. It has been a whirlwind of a week. Oh my gosh. Meaning like last week, basically. So from previous episode, you might know that we were trying to sell our townhouse. We did. It sold within like 2 days. So we had everything scheduled to like sign, but then they're like, let's move it up like 5 days. And I'm like, okay. So I had to fly out, get everything ready. And then I went to Idaho with my family for like 4 days. And I was planning on doing an episode with my sister of Nightbane, which was the Light Lark's second book. But I accidentally broke my recorder, like my audio recorder. So I couldn't do that. So I had to wait until I got back to Arizona for the new one. And here we are now, because I got home really late last night, and so I didn't have a chance to record. So here we are. This is happening on Tuesday. It's going up today and edited everything today. So a little bit delayed, but everything's fine. And we got it figured out. And I have a brand new recorder. So hopefully everything sounds okay, because I'm still trying to figure out the settings. Just excited to be here. I mean, I didn't do the live stream last week or Sunday, because again, I was just not in the state, like not in Arizona, but there will be one tomorrow, and it will be on the second book of like the Throne of Glass series. I need to start that, actually, the second book, because I finished the first one, and yeah, I really liked it. Starting on the second one, I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. If you want to tune into that live stream, it's at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, just on Twitch. And it's been really fun so far, so I hope you join me on that. And today, we are going to be talking about the third book in the Influencer series called The Catch by Amy Leah. And we are going to talk about a couple other books first, just some new releases, which I'm so, 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 so excited about this one. It was released today, and I didn't know that it would be coming until last week, honestly. It is by Karen Lynch. It's in the Relentless series, which I've talked about them previously. There's 7 books, and I was obsessed with it. My mom's obsessed with it. My sister's obsessed with it. Like, we are obsessed with this series. It is kind of a young adult, it gets a little bit spicier during the last couple books, but not like insane details or anything. And so we'll see how this one is, but it's the characters from the very first book. It's their daughter. So I'm really excited about it. It's called Tempest. And again, we had no idea that it was coming. We had like just, we thought that the series was done. And so I don't even know how I found that this was coming. And I was like, oh my gosh. So all of us are like, are you going to start it today? Yes, we're all going to start it today. And yeah, really excited. Also today, Swift and Saddled by Lila Sage came out. And I am going to her book signing later this month, but I've already downloaded the book, and I'm going to read it and do an episode on it. So then I can go to her signing and be like, oh my gosh, I really love this part, you know? There is a second book that just came out in the How Does It Feel series by Janine O'Reilly. I believe I've talked about it on an episode. I didn't have like a sole episode just for that book, because I mean, I liked it. It was kind of a dark romance. It's like a infatuated fae. Like she's human, I believe. I don't know. She could be part fae. I haven't read the second book, but she goes into a fairy ring and gets transported to the fae realm and gets captured. And it's like a grim, like dark romance. It's kind of disturbing. And then like her captor like falls in love with her, becomes like infatuated. She is able to escape. And then I think he's like coming to find her, but I don't think she like returns his feelings yet. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to read the second book because I had mixed feelings about the first one. So, but the second one's called What Did You Do? And yeah, I'm going to put it on my list just to see, but I don't know if I'm actually going to read it. And then those are the ones that have come out like literally like this week or today. And then today's book, we're going to talk about The Catch, and I loved it. Absolutely. I would absolutely recommend it to my mom and sister. I believe that they would like this series. I just don't know if they would read it because, again, it's not the genres that they usually go for. I would say that this is like a 2.5 out of 5 with spice. Like, it is spicy, but it's not very detailed. It's not Fade to Black, though. So you still get the heat, but it's not like, oh, wow, we know exactly where and when and what and all that. Like, we don't get that much detail in this, which I appreciate. We have met, in the first two books, we met Crystal and Tara, and they are influencers as well. And then in this book, we meet Melanie, and she is a fashion influencer. I believe Crystal Crystal, I think, is a fitness influencer, like a curvy fitness influencer. And then Tara is a book influencer. I might have gotten it mixed up, but that's what they do. And then Melanie is a fashion influencer. And I related hardcore automatically to the first line of this book, where it says, "If I were a character in a classic slasher film, I'd be the first to die. That sounds morbid, but hear me out. First, I lack the necessary endurance to run long distances without being caught. I have no sense of direction to the point where I regularly get lost in my own condo parking lot." That line literally is my life. Like, did I talk about it in the stream or did I talk about it in last episode where I was like, you know what, if we have an apocalypse, I'm out. Like, I don't think I could survive. And this is the same with a classic slasher film. I'd be like, okay, just kill me. Like, I don't want to run. I'm not trying to hide. Like, just, I'm ready. Like, that'd be me. And yeah, I have no sense of direction. My best friend and I, we joke all the time when we go back to our hometown that we're both like, do you want to pull the map? Like, because we both still don't know where we're going. And it's a small town. And yeah, we live there over 20 years. And we're like, I still don't know what street is what, where to go, nothing. So absolutely related to that first freaking page of this book. And I did really like the books. I all three of the books, actually. It was really cool to see like kind of the influencer side, because I mean, we see it all on social media, but we don't really see like the behind the scenes. And Amy Leah makes these characters very relatable. They make them very personable, and they each have kind of their own set of like problems, but also like challenges with whether it be like self-esteem or confidence or just second guessing themselves or just a lot of different things that it makes these characters relatable and that they're actually like real people. And another thing that I highly, highly love about these books is that they're funny, they're witty, they're comedic. They make these characters, again, relatable and not so serious. And they just, I chuckled a couple times in the other two books. Like, I laughed a couple times. They just are good and solid. And I genuinely enjoyed them. The characters, so with Melanie, she is in Boston. And she's from Boston. She was adopted when she was young. She has a younger brother that is, I mean, he was birthed from their parents. And their dad died when they were a bit younger. And their mom kind of just, she left them. And so it's basically been those two together for a long time. She's basically took over taking care of him. And he's gone through like rounds of depression with their dad dying, and she has, and it's just all very real situations that are put into this book that I definitely appreciated. And with kind of the comedic aspects of this book, there is her neighbor, Melanie's neighbor. He is a little kid, like 12 maybe, a prepubescent. He has the biggest crush on her. And it's so funny, the little scenes that he is in, that he just sends her love notes. Whenever she has dates, he tries to scare them off. Like, it's just so funny that it's just like a little snippet in there that you're like, this kid, that is hilarious. I love that she added that. So she has quite a big following, and her offers of like influencer deals have kind of gone down just because people think that she's not being as authentic and everything is too filtered and too just, you know, scheduled, I guess you could say. And so she's trying to figure out a way to change that. And she gets an email for an all expenses paid like getaway experience in exchange for like an agreed upon posting schedule and some video content on her social media. And it is for a resort. Would you call it a resort? Just like this spa place. I don't even remember what it's called, but it is up in Nova Scotia in Canada. And so it's for a week. And she's like, okay, I want to do this. Well, there happens to be a couple scheduling errors, and she flies up there. But once she goes to the place, they're like, oh, we don't have you for another week. And because it's like fishing and tourist season, like we're all booked up, but we can like see if there's this provincial economic development grant that we can offer to expense like your accommodations for the extra week. And so she's like, well, I don't really have the money to fly back and then fly back again in a week. Like, maybe I can rent an Airbnb around here. She does rent a car. Basically, she has to wait a week to be able to come back to this spa resort to be able to do this job. And so she goes on Airbnb, and there is this cute little inn. It looks perfect from like the ad. And she's like, great, I can do content here. I can just kind of wait. And it's kind of, she thinks of it as like scrap of the bottom of the barrel, or she could stay in her car for the week. And so she's like, okay, I'm going to go to this Airbnb. She books it. She gets there. It's very run down. It doesn't look like the picture. She's like, what have I got myself into? She gets in there. Nobody is answering the door. And she's just kind of waiting there. And then she hears like this kind of growling behind her. And it's this mountain of a man, which we love. And he's like, what are you doing here? Who are you? And she's like, well, I booked this place for a week, like on your Airbnb. He's like, yeah, but we didn't confirm it. Like, we didn't accept this. And she's like, well, can you confirm it right now? He's like, no, we're not open. And so she's frustrated. She's like, I don't have anywhere else. Like, I'm Melanie. Like, I'm a fashion influencer. Like, I will help like do some posts about your inn, like to get it up and running, like whatever we need to do. And thankfully a woman comes around the corner and we find out that they are cousins, but of course Melanie assumes that they are husband and wife. The cousin is like, yeah, you could stay here. Like, let's get you all set up. She's just super friendly and personable and is like, yeah, let's do this. You're going to stay here for 6 days and all that's good. And the mountain of a man is Evan, and he is a fisherman. He's actually a lobster fisherman. The whole family was in the business, including like their grandfather, and it's gone back multiple generations. And so as she gets to know Evan and his cousin, Lucy, they invite her to go to this pub, the local pub. And what's funny is I actually learned the difference between a pub and a bar. And I don't know if you knew this, but a bar is in an establishment. So a bar could be connected to a restaurant, or a bar could be connected to a hotel or stuff like that. But a pub is on its own. It's standalone. And they're more known for food. So if you go to a pub, they have these meals and food, and the alcohol is just kind of the side. They have great selections though, but it's more of side. But a bar is strictly for the drinks and the alcohol, with maybe a couple like appetizer little foods on the side. And I learned that. And I mean, not from this book. I learned that a couple weeks ago with a couple other situations. But every time I see like a pub and a bar and a book now, I'm like, oh, I know what that means. So she goes to this pub with them and she learns that Evan plays the guitar and sings with his little band. They do like covers and he just has a magical voice and we love that. I imagine his voice kind of being like Josh Turner, not country, but just kind of like deep baritone. Is that the right? I'm not a singer. I'm not into like music industry type stuff. So I don't know what positions there are for music. You're probably laughing like, okay, positions like in music, whatever. I think it's a baritone. I don't know. That's not my forte. But I imagine his voice being deep and beautiful and just perfect. And so she learns a little bit more about the family that this Airbnb or this bed and breakfast, this inn that they have isn't actually open to guests. Like they've been trying to fix it up so that they can list it on the market. And so that's why Evan was giving her a hard time when she arrived. There also was a situation with their cousin. So Lucy's brother, he had died a while ago. And so Melanie actually arrived on the anniversary of his death. And so Evan was also having a hard time with that. So Lucy and Evan's moms are sisters and they haven't spoken in 4 years. Like they've been in this legal battle over what to do with the inn since like their dad or like the grandpa died. And Nana, who's the grandma, she went into assisted living. So Lucy's mom wants to sell and Evan's mom doesn't. And unfortunately, like no one can afford to keep it. It's been a money pit for a while. And so Evan and Lucy are basically kind of filling in until it sells. And so they just don't really know what to do. And the next morning, because Melanie wants to do some like content, you know, and so she asks to get like a whale watching boat ride scheduled. So the next morning she goes to the docks and it's Evan. And he's like, I'll show you, whatever. So they're kind of bickering a lot during this boat ride. And she's trying to take a picture. And her camera gets like jostled and like goes overboard. So she tries to catch it. And he tries to catch her. He like grabs her back. But in the meantime, he gets like trampled or pushed or something. And he goes overboard. And he actually like hits his head and she's able to call for a rescue. He has to go to the doctor or like the hospital because he got a concussion and then had a seizure. Because it's just the two of them at this hospital, they won't let her see him because she's not a relative or family or anything. And so she says that she is his fiance. And this gives me While You Were Sleeping vibes. I don't know if you've seen that movie with Sandra Bullock. It is literally one of my favorite books. And so it gives vibes like this because that's what happens is that, and her name is actually Lucy in While You Were Sleeping. And so I don't know if Amy Leah kind of got the idea from that movie, but this Lucy in While You're Sleeping, she works at the train station and she sees Peter go overboard or like over the side on the railroad tracks and she saves him. And so she goes to the hospital with him. And in order to see him, she says that she's his fiance. And then once his family shows up, they're all like, oh my gosh, we didn't know he was engaged. And so basically stuck in this lie. And then she falls in love with Peter's brother. It's such a cute movie. That doesn't super happen in this because Evan is on with this with this scheme, I guess you could say. But while he is kind of in this a coma or like knocked out, his family shows up. So his mom, his aunt, who are the ones that are feuding, and their brother, so like his uncle, and then Nana shows up with Lucy. They're like, oh, who are you? And they're all saying like, oh, she's his fiance. And they're so excited. Lucy kind of pulls her to the side. Lucy pulls Mel to the side and says like, the four of them haven't been in the same room in years. Like I mentioned before that Aunt Ness and my mom hate each other, didn't I? Like, and so they're just so excited. And then when the family has kind of left, it's just Lucy and Evan and Mel. And she and Lucy says, like, you know what, before Evan woke up, the first thing my mom did was ask about the wedding and how she could help. And she basically helped raise Evan as her own, like when his mom was working. And so they're like, wait, so you think it's best not to tell them the truth? And he's like, well, maybe they'd be able to forgive and make up. And they're hoping that, like, Lucy's mom can convince Evan's mom not to sell the inn. Like, this could change everything, basically. And so they're like, okay, let's pretend to still be engaged so then we can get the inn figured out and the two sisters are getting along. And it just, like, works out for all of them. And by the end of the week, when Mel leaves, like, we'll tell them the truth and everything will be okay. But of course, it doesn't go like that. So they start to spend more time together. Nana wants to hold an engagement party, which they do with this small town that, of course, it's a small town that everyone kind of knows everyone's business. And they don't know that this engagement is fake, though. And so Mel has enjoyed this week. Like, she has started to gain feelings for Evan because he's not as gruff as he looked, obviously. Like, that's kind of how these books go. That he starts to soften and starts to really be the protector for her and show her what the town has to offer and his friends and his family. And Melanie loves his family. She hasn't really had a family. Like, she's just had her and her brother. And so she's just really enjoyed being with them. And then, of course, towards the end of the week, he asks her, like, hey, like, you should cancel the job that you're going to, like, this resort. Like, I want you to spend time with me. Like, let's be together. And they get spicy. And there's a couple of funny situations that happen. And it's just, Amy Leah adds in, like, the comedic timing with this, but also, like, some very endearing situations that just, like, go perfectly. Like, this book was so cute. And there was a couple situations where I was kind of confused. Like, I thought that the storyline would go a different way than what it did. But overall, it kind of went really well together than what I had imagined the story would go, if that makes sense. And so I just had to kind of ride it out to see where she was going to go with the story. And it worked perfectly. And so Mel does cancel her trip to this spa or this resort so that she can spend another week with them, and it's perfect. But then by the end of the week, they have to tell them that they're not engaged and the family is mad, and Mel goes back to Boston, and then she decides to go back to where Evan is. But before she can, he shows up, and then, yeah, they decide that they're going to be together and work out, like, halfway through the year they'll, like, during fishing, they'll go up to Canada. And then during the winter, they'll go to Boston. Like, they have so much love for each other. And even though it did happen so quick, like, they just know that it's right. And I love that. It's so cute. It's so great. Everything was perfect. And the characters were great. And I loved that it was a small town. I loved that there were quirky older people, like elders. That is one of my favorite things, is when there's, like, a quirky grandma. And Evan's mom is actually, like, a sex therapist. And so that's really funny in there. Just the conversations that they have. And the Nana, she loves astrology. And so she tries to do, like, Mel's chart. And just, like, these characters all work so well together that you just can't help but love this book. It was just absolutely adorable. And even, like, all three of these books, one of my favorites. Like, they're all so solid. And there's, like, a couple parts, of course, in all three books that are kind of cheesy, but not enough that I was like, ooh, like, cringe, you know? None of them. Like, they just were perfect. And I mean, influencers are very relevant to this day. And so it's nice to see kind of the behind the scenes of what their lives could be, you know? And so it's just a very relatable, and it makes sense that there would be books about influencers, you know? Anyways, that is kind of a little summary of this book. I don't want to go into, like, too much detail. It was a quick read, so I highly recommend that you guys do pick up this series. I wouldn't say that you had to read all three books to know what was happening. Like, they could be standalones, but you just love each of the characters anyways. And so you kind of want to read all three. But if like, say you don't like fashion influencers or whatever, but you like book influencers, then yeah, pick up book two. You know what I'm saying? Or if you like the fitness influencer, pick up book one. It doesn't matter which order. But it is helpful when you start with like book one, if you know what I'm saying, because you'll then know the characters by book three of who she references, like with Tara and Crystal, and it kind of all flows together. So it's up to you which one you want to pick up. But again, I highly recommend all three. And I apologize that this episode is a little bit late, but you know how it goes. Life happens. And I'm excited for the next couple episodes. I will be doing Nightbane soon. That one I keep pushing out. And I just haven't gotten to recording it. I will be posting on my Instagram today about my to-be-read list. I am trying to do that at the beginning of each month of the books that I anticipate that I'm going to read. Of course, it always changes and more added and some are like taken off that I don't read. And so it's just going to give you kind of like an overall picture of what I'm planning. But anyways, I appreciate you and definitely stay tuned on Wednesdays and Sundays at 7:30 p.m. or 7 p.m. Oh, am I doing it 7 or 7:30? 7 p.m. That I will be streaming on Twitch and talking about the Throne of Glass series. So definitely tune into that. But anyways, grateful for all y'all, and I'll talk to you later.